I'm here with Paul Riley, Secretary to the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on Scottish Borders Council. Paul, can you give us an overview of this report and why it matters to local people?
The Accounts Commission is a public spending watchdog for local government in Scotland. We look at how Scotland's 32 councils are performing and report back to the public. This report, known as a Best Value Report, provides an independent assessment of Scottish Borders Council. For example, it covers the council's drive to transform how it delivers services and how it involves local communities and staff in decision making.
So what have the Accounts Commission found?
Since the Commission's last report on the council in 2010, there has been steady progress overall and some good progress to transform services and make significant financial savings. Now we're asking the council to focus on some key issues. The council needs to tackle these to ensure it can confidently deliver the ambitious improvements set out in its Fit for 2024 programme of change. The Commissioner reporting that it is important that Scottish Borders Council continue to work in partnership with other organisations and engage more with local communities for it to move forward with its ambitions. It is also urging the Council to engage and consult much more with its staff. This should help the Council's workforce understand their role in the transformation plans and help the Council to have a workforce with the right mix of skills to deliver services differently in the future. While education, economic development and some social care services continue to improve, some services are now performing below the national average. So the Council must put in place a council-wide approach to evaluating performance and understanding where and how these services need to improve.
Your report highlights the Council's Fit for 2024 programme of transformation. Are these ambitions achievable?
The Council has a good track record of delivering on change and transformation. The Council also recognised that it needed to increase the pace of change and be more innovative. Its Fit for 2024 programme began in February 2019. This five-year programme sets out to improve how the Council is run and save £30 million. The Commission highlights in its report that successful delivery of the Fit for 2024 programme depends on several key challenges. These include the Council ensuring it has the resources to deliver on this programme whilst continuing to deliver public services. As I mentioned, more staff engagement and an even greater focus on partnership working will both be key to the Council in achieving its ambitions.
So what happens next?
The Commission expects the Council to implement the report's seven recommendations. These include improving partnership working with NHS Borders, getting local communities more involved in making decisions, establishing a programme of engagement for staff, ensuring longer-term workforce plans reflect the service's future needs, and understanding how services need to improve. We also urge the Council to support councillors' training and development to help ensure that they're equipped to fulfil their roles. We'll now track the Council's progress through our annual audit work, which is also reported publicly.
Paul, thank you very much. And you can download the full report at www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.